the 253rd day of 2017. There are 112 days left in the year. On this date in history, 1608, Captain John Smith was elected president of the Jamestown Colony Council in Virginia. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Wow, it is September 10th, 2017, and my name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host once again. Wow, what a busy weekend. I got home last night from Sacramento after working down there and then going to the court on Friday and seeing what was going on with the state of Jefferson, and so what a crazy week. Just anyway, Bob looks like he's got something he's got going on.
No, I was just saying, what a crazy last 5 minutes.
Yeah, that too. Well, I think we've got some callers on the line before we get started.
Well, we have one.
We have Gary.
Gary Zerman, the attorney.
Gary Zerman,
who
the attorney.
Is a carryover from the previous show.
And then we've got Katie Grimes coming on here.
About 10:15.
About 10:15.
She's good with that. We've got her covered.
Okay, good. Yeah, kind of rock and roll this morning, so we'll skip the intro and get right to the red meat, as I've heard so often said. Today's Sunday, isn't it? That's
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, last I know.
That means yesterday was Saturday.
And I think all of you lost a day somewhere because you keep saying the court case was yesterday.
Well, it feels like yesterday.
Yeah.
It was Friday.
I don't think you've been to bed yet.
Well, it was pretty weird. I'll tell you, I got a story I'll tell you later on when we have more time. Yes, I was down there at the courtroom in Sacramento on Friday. It was pretty interesting. They made us stand out in the hall for an hour and with no air conditioning. I mean, the sweat was pouring off everybody in the place before
they finally let us in.
You know, it was buzzing out there, and good grief! I mean, it was just crazy. And then we got in there, and it only lasted about an hour, and then everybody was out again. And it was a pretty packed full hour of questions and answers between the judge and the attorney, Scott. And so we've got on the line with us, I still believe, Gary Zerman. Are you there, Gary?
That's correct. I'm here. Hi, you guys.
How you doing, Gary?
Good.
I was sitting right behind you.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Yeah, taking notes on Friday. What a deal that was. It just seemed like the only ones that were aware of what was going on was the attorneys, you guys, the team, you know. It seemed like the judge didn't know what was going on, and it seemed like the attorney from the state, I mean, he should have brought a lounge chair, a drink, and some Bermuda shorts, because I think he said like 10 words the whole time. I never thought of that, I think, was what he said. So what a crazy day. What do you think?
Well, there's been a real shift in the country, you know. It starts out, it's we the people, we're sovereign, and we loan the power to government. Well, they've taken it and run, and, you know, we've allowed that to happen. if we want to, you know, in the earlier segment, Sarah was talking about complacency. Another word is apathy. We got to get up and off our apathy and get involved. Most Americans have become tourists in their own country, and they think they've taken a permanent vacation from their civic duty, and they think that freedom is free. And the two words, freedom and liberty, the most important thing of those two words is the letter R, and it stands for responsibility.
Yep.
We have to be responsible for our lives and our future, because if we don't stand up, government's going to take this power and run with it. It has. And that vacuum is filled by people that don't have our interests there.
Well,
so
this
we've
got to
get up and challenge that. And what's happened in so many ways, you know, the government, we're supposed to have three independent co-equal branches that are all supposed to have independent duties to protect our liberty and our rights. And especially, you know, each one has a different function. And the final backstop, the gatekeeper, is the judge, the judiciary. And they are supposed to uphold the sanctity of the Constitution and protect our individual liberties. And too often they've taken a powder on that. And instead of a government of the people, for the people, and by the people, we have a government of the government, for the government, and by the government. And in so many ways they end up better than we are, and they're supposed to be our servants. So the whole process has been inverted.
Well, from what I've seen from the judge was nothing but circular reason. You know, reasoning. She's talking about, oh, gee, do you have any precedents in your case? Well, if there's no precedents in the case, then isn't the Constitution the overriding document? I mean, in other words, the Constitution is the law of the land. But her deal was, well, if you've got no precedents in this case, then you don't have a case, as opposed to saying, oh, gee, the Constitution, what does it say about, you know, representation and states' rights and Ninth and Tenth Amendment stuff. Her reasoning was the chicken and the egg thing. I mean, which came first? And it's,
well, they have, you know, the courts have made up a lot of things. There's a really good law review article by an attorney by the name of John Wolfgram called "How the Judiciary Stole the Right to Petition," and he goes through and shows you how so many of these Supreme Court decisions have chipped away at we the people and us being sovereign, and end up making the government sovereign. And we were trying to establish that all of the plaintiffs have been harmed. And I think our opponent admitted that this is an arbitrary standard, that 80 and 120, a total of 120 representatives cannot represent 40 million people. And I find it just reprehensible that we have locked down the rights of the people with limiting our representation, where we don't increase the representative bodies as the population grows. Our papers have in there that it's been 155 years and we've added 39 and a half million people to California, and yet we have not added one assembly member or one state senator.
Well, and her take to me, the thing I got out of it was that case precedence is more important than the Constitution. I mean, you know, it seems to me that's what she was basically saying, is that if you don't have a precedence, there's no law.
Well, what's happened is they've tried to lock us in. The courts have come up with no standing, non-judiciability.
Yeah, no judicial review.
And they come up with a political question. And the court ends up punting on that. And what happens is the issues are not decided. Government gets to get away with what it's been doing, and we, the people, get the shaft.
Right, right. It's just a way of not addressing the issue and keeping the status quo as it is, so they don't have to do anything.
We've abandoned a lot of our constitutional principles. The first principle is liberty, and anything that takes away our liberty or damages it shouldn't be done. If it's done, it should be very temporary and with very strict definition. But what has happened is all these things are forgotten. Another thing is a limited government. The federal government's a cancerous behemoth. It just keeps metastasizing.
Yeah.
and it gets bigger and we the people get smaller. These districts get smaller. The same problem that California has is on the federal level also. In 1911, we capped the House of Representatives at 435. We were about 110 million people. Now we're about 320 plus million, and we still have 435 reps, although we have twice as many federal judges. And in California, the same thing happened is the executive branch has grown and the judiciary has grown in leaps and bounds. But the people, are through their representatives, has remained fixed and capped since 1854, 1862, and then they had the temerity to put it in the Constitution. And so they're cutting off the pulse, the lifeblood. They're occluding our arteries.
Yeah. You know, the other thing that I got out of this, too, was that this is a little bit of a hot potato for her. She doesn't want to be the one responsible for sending it to the three-judge panel, so she's kicking it upstairs to the chief judge of the Ninth Circuit.
Well, she has to do that. I mean, but she in fact did that. She said that she couldn't decide it, that we got over that initial hurdle, and that we should have had a three-judge panel. So she sent it over to, which is her duty, she found under the right statute that it should have a three-judge panel. She doesn't do that, but she does send it over to the chief judge, and then he appoints the three-judge panel.
Wow.
The three-court judge. And she did that and then pulled it back.
Right. So now she's.
So we're wondering where is that? I mean, because if she sent it over there, the chief judge should have been acting. And when did she tell him directly to stop that?
Well, or she's going to.
Can she do that?
She's going to issue an order. Do you know when that's supposed to come out? So we know where we're headed.
No, it should be shortly, though. They usually act pretty promptly, and then now she'll prescribe in that written order the time limits for our. Time to amend the complaint and then set up. I'm sure they're going to oppose that. Government always does. They seldom ever say, geez, you're right, and we submit to that. They'll challenge it. And, you know, too often government, rather than, again, acting as these three independent co-equal branches, each with independent duties to protect the Constitution and our rights, instead circle the wagons and protect government.
Right.
Another big issue facing us in the public is, and as citizens, is a government immunity.
Yeah,
that I studied quite a bit is particularly the doctrine of absolute judicial immunity, which I believe is unconstitutional because
there's no accountability. They do whatever they want.
Well, yeah, I mean, one of the main factors in life, if we want to see things run right, is individual responsibility and individual accountability, and especially those with power. But these judges have tremendous discretion. They gave themselves absolute immunity, and they have tremendous power, which equals danger for us in the public.
Right.
Because if somebody has power, they have to be held accountable, and this doctrine of absolute judicial immunity lets them off a lot. Again, it's unconstitutional. Go to Article 3 that deals with the judiciary. There's nothing in there about immunity. And in fact, Article 1, I'm paraphrasing here, Sections 9 and 10 have some general prohibitions. It says neither Congress nor any state shall grant a title of nobility, and that's where immunity came from. The king can do no wrong. And we fought a revolution because we thought the king did a lot of wrong, and we didn't throw the yoke of the king off to get under the yoke of the judges.
Right. The founders were concerned. We have our other guest is on the line. Katie Grimes called in, and
yep.
If we could bring her into the discussion, she's in charge of she's a blogger. She does all kinds of stuff down there in Sacramento. Flash Report. She posts on there. And are you there, Katie?
I'm here.
Good morning.
Have you been listening?
No, I have not.
Well, we have one of the attorneys.
I've been on hold.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you could hear the.
That's okay.
We've got one of the attorneys for the State of Jefferson court case that was heard on Friday with us, Gary Zimmer. And
Gary Zimmerman.
Zimmerman?
Yeah. Oh, Zimmerman.
Zimmerman.
What is it, Gary? Zimmerman? Zimmerman?
It's Zerman, Z-E-R-M-A-N.
Zerman, okay. And so we kind of got overloaded today, but we wanted to bring you into the discussion if you want to come in. Otherwise, we'll just move on here, and we'll have to let Gary go because you are our first guest, and we held over Gary. So.
However, I'm not a lawyer, so there's not much I can contribute to the discussion of the case.
Okay. Well, maybe what we need to do is have you bring you back, Gary, at a later time when we have more time and we're not pressed here. And you know, we've been waiting to get Katie on for quite a while, so we want to
sure.
get over to her.
Hi, Katie. Hi. That's fine. You guys go ahead, and anytime you'd like me back, give me a little heads up, and I'll be there.
All right. Very good. We'll give you a call.
We appreciate
that. Thanks, you guys. Bye bye.
Thanks. That was the attorney, one of the attorneys for the State of Jefferson court case, and we were up there on Friday. It was very interesting to see what happened. But let's move on to Katie here. We're glad to have you on the show. Katie is a flash reporter, senior correspondent. I've been following her work for gosh darn years now. You were working with Cal Watchdog, and I know you've written some stuff for the California Political Review, I believe it is, and the Examiner, mm-hmm. and all kinds of different stuff.
Just got done writing a book as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
What's the name of the book? I missed that
California's
one.
War Against Donald Trump. Who wins? Who loses?
Wow. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So that's why it's been hard to get her on. She's been a busy lady.
Well, I'll tell you, anybody who's a patriot, I think, has been really busy the last few years.
That's true.
And I think you're one of the good people, Katie. I know you're a patriot, so good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. And yes, I am a patriot. It's part of what inspired us to write this book.
Well, I've been following your articles and so forth, and you know what's the book? What's the book about? I didn't even know that you had actually finished a book. And when was it published?
Well, it'll be available on Amazon next Friday.
Oh, yeah, it's just now coming out.
That's probably why I haven't seen it.
Exactly. Yeah, we've been busy. Doing the final edits and making ourselves available to the publishers. But I wrote this book, co-wrote it with Jim Lacey, and he's the author of Taxifornia, and then he followed that up in 2016 with Taxifornia 2016, and I was a contributor to that one. And it was a collection of essays about, you know, every hot issue in California, from, you know, water to crime is what I wrote about. The school system, you name it. It was a fascinating, very well-done book. So after Donald Trump was elected, Jim and I put our heads together and said, you know what? It's fascinating that California is so out of step with the rest of the country anyway, but now they're actually, the politicians and elected leaders are doubling down and grandstanding and, thumbing their noses at the president. And so we thought we would address this in this book.
Well, very good. I mean,
There's a lot of that going on, especially in California with their thumbs up their nose for the president.
Well, you mean we're not living in the workers' paradise anymore?
Yeah, not so much. Well, you know, it's one of the points I make is that, you know, frankly, California coastal and political elites need to do some deep research into the 1950s and 1960s California and study how state government actually worked then. It was good. And, if not, what we warn is Californians will never again have affordable water or electricity or housing. We won't have safe freeways, roads, you know, levees, dams, or healthy, vibrant schools because we are in the absolute bottom of all those rankings right now, whereas we used to be, we were the land of opportunity. Anybody from any background could come here and, work hard, open up a business, and succeed.
Yeah, we were the Golden State. I was born and raised here, and I'll tell you what.
Me too.
It's a lot different than it used to be. It used to be that, you know, California was the light, the shining city on the hill, and I'll tell you what now, it's kind of like the dark, dim bulb, down in the alleyway. It's gotten so bad, crime, everything is off the charts. What's that?
It's a rat hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all broke.
So, what do you think is going to fix it, Katie?
Well, that's kind of a loaded question. It's going to take a lot. Obviously, I suggested if we can ever elect politicians who are interested in fixing it, that's the first step. But one of the biggest problems we have in the state is that the immigrants do not assimilate. So if we can find a way to get immigrants to assimilate into California's culture, which obviously is far better from any culture they fled in, you know, 99 out of 100 cases, and that would go a long way to improving what's going on in the state. Instead, I think the left is encouraging these people to not assimilate, and absolutely, in doing so has caused them to be this permanent poverty class, which they only see as future Democrat voters.
Yeah, I think that Trump is attacking is this immigration issue is a key issue because of the votes, you know, what the state of Jefferson's doing, you know, representation and dilution of votes. You know, I think you're spot on. I mean, these guys don't want to be Americans. They want to be foreign nationals.
Yeah, that's exactly. But they want all the benefits of Americans. They're always screaming about, you know, constitutional rights and civil rights. Well, you don't get that unless you're an American. And that doesn't mean looking the other way on illegal aliens.
Well, that's with illegal aliens. I view it as the state of California has created yet another Democratic illegal slave plantation. Because when you are an illegal alien, you don't have rights. You have privileges that are being issued to you by the state. And once the state issues you privileges, they can take them away. And that's tyranny. It's slavery. If you don't vote the right way, you're going to lose your driver's license. You're going to lose your free medical. You're going to lose your free schooling and education and all of the privileges that the state awards you. You are indoctrinated, and you are a key foundation of the state. You are not a free and sovereign individual. And I think it's disgusting.
Yeah, very well said. I totally agree. And I think it shows you just how evil the left is. We know they don't care about those, you know, illegal aliens. They don't care about any people. They use our children as social justice experiments and even just social engineering experiments with all the, you know, the transgender weirdness going on even in our public schools. So, excellent example. It is.
If they cared about illegal, if they cared about illegal aliens, they would not be figuring out ways to keep them comfortable as illegal aliens. They would be finding ways to make them citizens.
Exactly. Yeah. And yeah, this is, and I really think that this is one of the most important things that would help California is complete and total assimilation into our state's culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think it should be a law completely that if you're going to come to this country, you have to go through educational process to even understand what the American system is about. It's about self-reliance, hard work, you know, a limited government, you know, personal responsibility, not, oh, gee, depend on the government for everything that you get so that you become a subject and a servant, you know, licking the bootstraps of these guys up in power, and that's what we've got in Sacramento. These guys have been, you know, De Leon and Brown and I mean, these guys are a bunch of criminals as far as I can tell. You know, making pacts with foreign governments completely, you know, contrary to the Constitution. Man, it gets me so angry. I can't even hardly speak at this point.
Yeah, I've been writing about that kind of stuff for a long time, and you know, a number of years ago, actually broke the story about the Air Resources Board opening up their secret corporation in Delaware, of all places, to you know, hide the cap and trade extortion money from California's businesses. The things that the elected officials in our state and the appointed officials are doing are so illegal. And what's so disturbing to me is that no matter how often we, and there's a lot of we out here exposing this stuff, it is not, it's not changing much.
Yeah. People need to go to jail.
They do. And frankly, I've recently posed this question to a lawyer friend of mine who's also a writer. What recourse do we, American citizens, citizens of the state of California, what recourse do we have against these politicians that are knowingly violating our state constitution, our U.S. constitution, and even state laws with so many of the bills they pass? And then when anybody in the media bothers to ask them, well, wait a minute, what about the constitutionality? I've been at press conferences where Jerry Brown says, so sue me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's fine to somebody to take that and, yeah.
Well, it could be ultimately we the people, they need to stand up with the pitchforks and the torches. I'm hoping that we can avoid that, but it might not be anything but that that's going to fix it because, I mean, Jerry Brownshirt is just exactly that. I mean, he doesn't give a crap one about what us American citizens think or feel. What he gives a crap about is power. You know, he's drilling for, you know, looking for oil on his property in Colusa, using state resources. I mean, it's been you know, one thing after another with this guy.
Misdirection of funds. I mean,
all of it. Yes, foreign entanglements.
It's time for the people to stand up like we used to do, and for our sovereignty and for our liberty. And it's time that they take a stand. Huh? And show that it means a lot to them, you know, instead of backing down.
Well, that's why you're seeing the State of Jefferson movement, for one, and a lot. People are rising up. But then the process is there. It's just not getting any press coverage. And then you have a certain segment of the population that's so dumbed down, they don't even know what the problem is.
No, that's exactly it. I mean, we look at the little snowflakes that are, you know, holding these protests all over the state, calling us fascists, which is laughable. They don't even know the meaning of the word. And it shows you the complete lack of education and, frankly, an indoctrination that they've had also.
Right.
One of the things we cover in the book is the just the deplorable state of the public school system in California, and of course our university system, which used to be the best in the country. We've got, you know, abysmally low reading and math scores, one of the worst high school dropout rates in this state. We also rank very poorly for the high number of pupils per teachers, and this is what we get. We see these kids who on, you know, the campus of UC Berkeley freak out every time somebody with a, you know, a diverse point of view is going to speak there.
Yeah, hey, and then demand that they are no longer allowed to speak and shut down free speech.
Exactly.
It's shocking.
Katie, we have to go to a break, but we do have a caller on the line, so we'll pick that up on the other side of the break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding egos. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the latest and leave them with the words.
We're still on the
sad
air.
Sad country song.
Oh. Well, we're still on the air.
My heroes have always been cowboys. Still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8 the day of the barbecue.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Redding tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
We got a lot of things rocking
There's
and rolling here.
There's a lot of things
here.
Going on here. The studio is a buzz with action, but good grief.
Too bad this is not on the archived version.
Oh, man.
It just never ends.
The fun never stops. We got Katie Grimes on the radio here with us on air. And then also, I guess we have a caller.
We've got Terry on the line. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, guys. I have a question for Katie, and, she's been amazing at really fighting for the cause of liberty for years, just an amazing person. But anyway, the question I have, going back to our court case and our court date we had on Friday, we had initially asked for a larger courtroom because there were a lot of people that were going to be coming in from out of town. Gary, the attorney that you had on, did request a larger courtroom, yet she denied it, meaning the judge denied it and gave us a courtroom that would hold 58 people. Now, when we got out in front of the courtroom and we knew we could only get 58 people in, plus a bench for the plaintiffs, we had well over 200 people standing in that hall in front of trying to get in. Now, as that happened, the part that was really eye-opening, I think, for the bailiff, is he came out after about the sixth time, and we were virtually whispering out there, but 200-plus people whispering in an echoed hallway is still loud. So that the judge did know we were out there. When he came out, he said, well, you know, can you guys keep it down? We've been trying to keep it down. We can hear you in there. And I said, you know, we requested a larger courtroom, which is right next door here, and it's closed. Why in the world did she only allow us in the courtroom that would seat 58 people? I'm sure that when we did fill up the courtroom, it had never, ever, ever been full before, ever. Also, we only had press there from the NBC affiliate in Sacramento. And, of course, Mark did a nice job in an interview if he was there. But you were talking about the press and all the stuff we say and all the fight we try to fight and all the time we go after California as California is a waste of time because California does not follow the rule of law. You know, we've talked about what DeLeon said. He mentioned that right on, I mean, you know, yeah, half my family has illegal driver's licenses and the other half, you know, they have Social Security numbers that aren't theirs. But how else can they stay in this country? They're so oppressed in their country. I mean, seriously, it's total insanity. But, Katie, the question I have for you is how do we get the press? How do we get the press saying, hey, this is something we have to have. We don't need it. We have to have it. By law, we have to have this. How is it we can reach out to the press and get this thing going? This court case we have going is the largest single most effective thing we've ever done for the cause of liberty in the state of California. So how do we get the word out?
Yeah, good question there, Terry, and thanks for calling in. It's nice to talk to you. I fight that battle too, because as a right-of-center journalist, you don't read my stuff in the Sacramento Bee anymore, do you?
Wish I did.
Yeah, it's a very frustrating problem, but frankly, we see this nationally. You can see the fight that the Trump administration's up against with the media as well. Even with some of the center right media, a lot of those are anti-Trumpers. I don't have an answer for you, Terry. You just have to keep trying to put it out yourself. I mean, social media has been fantastic for that.
Yep.
And, you know, that's in many ways more effective. But you're never going to get somebody from the Sacramento Bee there or the San Francisco Chronicle or even the Orange County Register or San Diego Union Tribune. They've been taken over by the owners of the L.A. Times. And that's what we face in this state.
Right. We actually have been done several interviews with the New York Times, the L.A. Times.
Yeah.
But the Sacramento Bee, we actually turned them down because they've lied every time. We simply told them we wouldn't talk to them anymore about our
issue.
Yeah, anyway.
I have that same problem with them.
But here's what I propose, and I don't know whether we can do this or not, but I know if you have something, I know you can call us any time on Jefferson State of Mind. You have an open door, my dear, into our program for the cause of liberty and for the way you fight it, which is amazing. And maybe Sovereign Minds can open that door, and I can give you a call later and give you a couple of other radio programs that if you call in, we'll just put you on so you can get in there.
That's so nice. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think we need to do that with Gary Zerman, the attorney. I think we need to start doing that. One of the things we have the luxury with, or should have, with the radio programs that we do on KCNR, we pay for those programs. I'm not sure whether there is something in FCC regulations that say we have to go to a break at a certain time. There probably is a stipulation for news or something, but we're willing to stretch that as far as we can to accommodate our guests so we don't have to cut them off or we don't have to run to a break or something like that. Again, mm-hmm. I'm not really familiar with how that works, but I would think we pay for the product, so...
I think there is. They got to get a certain amount in there, I do believe, and Bob probably could chime in on that.
It's part of the contract, I believe.
With FCC.
Not with FCC, with us and the station. You know, they got to get a certain amount of advertising.
Well, I think also with the station itself. Am I correct, Bob? Do you know?
So the advertising, okay, but that'd be something to find out. And that certainly, isn't any kind of slam at all to Carl and Linda being wonderful and helping us with everything as they have and being reasonable about it. They're very reasonable and really giving us that voice for liberty.
Well, maybe Bob has an answer. Maybe Bob has an answer. Is there an answer for that, Bob?
The quick answer is there isn't really any FCC regulation as far as that sort of content is concerned. There may still be a maximum number of commercial minutes per hour. They've deregulated so much, I'm really not sure about that. But by and large, whatever rules we have set up are between the radio station and you folks,
right?
And we can certainly be flexible regarding that. Yes,
that's what I thought. We only have the hard break at the top that we do, and we already pushed the envelope half the.
Well, we're always pushing it. That's for sure. Yeah,
much more than everybody else does anyway, as far as the breaks go. Anyway, let's get back to the subject matter here.
But, yeah, get back to you, Katie. Yeah, you're more than welcome. Anytime that you feel that there's something that you need to get out there, you can always call into us, and we will bring you on, that's for sure.
Well, thank you very much. I'll remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when you want to get something out there to the public. We're starting to get more and more, especially through the Internet, you know, and streaming worldwide and the podcast, we're starting to get more and more people that are starting to listen to the shows like this because people have had enough of the mainstream crap. You know, it's all controlled.
Yeah.
And you know, I've turned off my TV completely at this point because why would, if I want to get lied to, I'll talk to my kids, you know, I mean, it's crazy. So, but I think that's part of the answer. State of Jefferson, you know, taking over the social media. And I think that's how Trump got elected. I mean, I really do.
I agree. I absolutely agree. And frankly, a lot of the things that we're frustrated about in California, which, you know, seem to be just so heavily concentrated here, there are certainly other places in the country that are going through this as well. You know, you look at the map of the red state, blue state, and you know that, you know, the poor people in Chicago, Illinois, and New York City, and, you know, not everybody thinks like crazy Bill de Blasio, who, you know, thinks they should have a parade for him. Jerry Brown's no different. You know, Dan Walters wrote a great column, which only the Fresno Bee published, which I find fascinating, about, you know, well, half of California burns. Where's Jerry? Jerry's in Russia right now telling Vladimir Putin that he needs to go green. That's where our governor is.
Well, you know, look at
he's colluding with the Russians.
You know, you mentioned de Blasio. Last week he said we need to get rid of property rights.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
they really believe this, too. I've been waiting for somebody in the state capitol to suggest that as well. It's just a matter, especially now with this push that they have. I can't even tell you how many bills they have right now to build affordable housing. Well, what that means to the rest of us is we are going to be taxed for this. And in my city of Sacramento, our mayor, Daryl Steinberg, who's the former Senate president, has already pushed for this and plans on putting another tax on the ballot in November.
There's going to be nobody left to tax with any money here pretty soon, the way they're going.
Well, that's
right.
California just reauthorized funds for the redevelopment agencies that we had all thought had hopefully been killed off and gone the way of the dodo.
This is coming to a head based on the money as well. And I think Trump is trying to do the right thing because it all hinges on a legal, fair, you know, not fixed vote election as well. And that's why he's going after the immigration and the election integrity project because I think the whole thing's been rigged all along and we're just now seeing it. You know, you look at this last election, they tried to rig everything and it's coming out finally, you know, more and more and more how much the vote has been rigged towards the Democrats.
When is the people of this nation going to quit laying everything at the feet of the president? We don't have a king. We don't have an emperor. We have two other branches of government in the judiciary and the Congress that need to step up and govern as well.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely we do. But again, you know, this is being driven by the leftist media, which I describe as Democrats with bylines. And
you might as well just say it flat out, Katie. It's the communist with bylines.
Oh, I know. But, you know, today's Democrat Party is, you know, largely Marxist. So,
well, I mean,
yeah.
But think about
they
this.
Are.
Well, think about it.
They're
remember when Obama got elected and everybody said, wow, he's a socialist. No, the first thing out of all the media was, socialist? Oh, you have no proof. You don't even know what a socialist is. And then about a year later, it was like, oh, wow, he's kind of a communist. Oh, you have no proof that he's a communist. Now these guys, now these guys are all flat out. Yeah, what's wrong with communism?
Yep.
Yeah, it's true. And you know, this is what we're fighting, and we always ask, and when we talk, you know, amongst each other, we say, what is it going to take for people to get fed up with this? Well, what's so interesting is there's a lot of people who just, you know, refuse to leave California because it is such a beautiful, beautiful state, and you know, especially when you look at what's happening right now in the South with the hurricanes, and you know, there's Tornado Alley, and you know. Yeah, we have earthquakes, but we in Northern California tend not to suffer under those. And Jerry Brown really puts a lot of stock into, but we have great weather. And so that, in his mind, justifies all of these leftist policies as though everybody's going to just continue agreeing with this because of our great weather.
Great weather. I'd invite Jerry to come spend a fire season in Jefferson.
Yeah, we had a...
Yeah. Yeah, the last few weeks have just been gorgeous, haven't they?
Yeah. It's this stuff is just off the charts ridiculous. And they're really just trying to, you know, maintain their power base. And, you know, that's the problem
that's
with the socialism all falls apart. I mean, Venezuela is, you know, the latest example. But, you know, and they dumbed the people all down out of the schools. I mean, they just forgot about the 260 million under communist regimes that died, you know. And so they whitewashed all this crap like, you know, the socialist communist experience is a great deal, but the bottom line is it never works. It will never work because of human nature, period. And it's not going to work here, and that's going to be what changes it, is because when the snowflakes melt and the buttercups fall off the stem, because there's no money and there's no jobs and there's nothing here but a big hole in the ground left by a sink in the ground because we've drained all the water out of the Central Valley, then maybe people will wake up.
You know, it's going to come to that. We had a little taste of it back during the Gray Davis era when we suffered under those rolling blackouts, which was an absolute disaster and cost him the governorship. So I think the leftists in the state are smart. Yeah, exactly.
That's how we got Schwarzenegger.
Right, but still, it cost Gray Davis his job.
Right. No, I understand. And I'm saying that is one of the things that needs to happen. That's one of the solutions on top of all these other things is we need to start recalling these guys at the local levels across the board. You know, if you had a 50-county coordinated effort to recall, half of the guys in power in the Board of Supervisors and the city councils, I bet you all of a sudden these guys would start paying a little more attention.
They tried to recall somebody in California. They changed the law so they couldn't recall them.
Well, there we are.
Yeah, the Assemblyman Josh Newman. It's being challenged legally, of course. The Howard Jarvis Foundation is fighting that one because it's very obvious what they did. They rammed through a bill, and guess what? I think they even violated Prop 54 in doing it. It wasn't even in print for 72 hours before they voted on it. So there's all kinds of violations taking place here.
They're
but
criminals.
Yeah, that's just it, and that's the proof. It shows that they will stop at nothing to, put their agenda forward.
And it's my belief that Jerry Brown has always wanted to be president. And if he can't be president of the United States, he'll happily be president of the Republic of California.
Oh, heck yeah. Remember when him and Ronstadt, he was running for president with Linda Ronstadt as his hookup?
Yeah.
I just recently wrote an article, and you can find it on my Facebook page. And I published it in Canada Free Press as well, that what Governor Jerry Brown is doing is he is operating under a shadow presidency. If he can't get elected president, he'll just behave like him, what he perceives a president should be doing anyway, and completely ignoring the fact that our state's infrastructure is falling apart. You know, our public schools, as we just talked about, are failing and putting out all these snowflakes.
Our government
and I describe it as our house
collapse.
Is falling down. The roof is leaking. The power and water have been turned off. The foundation's leaning, and Democrats want to borrow money at high interest rate and put in a new swimming pool. Completely ignorant, just completely in denial about what's going on in this state.
Well,
and
they're starting to have they're starting to have runs in other states on the pension plans, and I predict that's going to happen here soon. As soon as the unions start realizing that there's going to be nothing there, they're going to bail out on this thing as quickly as possible and drain this thing, much faster than the predictions are of, 10 years or whatever. This thing's going to start sinking very quickly along with everything else.
Yeah, the people at the top are going to get what they can get. And to hell with everybody else is what will happen. And that's when you're going to see some real anarchy and pitchforks and torches.
I agree. Well, in the meantime, we can pay off all the gangs, not to kill people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always been a good strategy. It's worked well in the past where you just, just like on the playground, when the bully comes up and wants your 25 cents to not beat you up. Of course, if you don't have your 25 cents every day, you get beat up.
Well, yeah,
I just wrote that article as well. Sacramento appeasers pay gang members not to kill people. What's especially disturbing about this is the more I dig into this, the more it appears that this is a secret deal that Daryl Steinberg's been working on with this this mega foundation, Draper Richards Kaplan Foundation. This program's only been around since 2016. It's not working in the violent city of Richmond, California, and yet Daryl Steinberg rammed it down the throats of the Sacramento City Council, and pretty much it looked like he almost threatened them to pass it, and it passed unanimously.
Would that be Tim Draper?
Pardon?
Would that be Tim Draper?
I'm not sure which Draper it is. There's several Drapers with money.
Okay.
Who's Daryl Steinberg? The name sounds really familiar, but I can't quite.
He's the Sacramento mayor and the former Senate president pro tem in the state Senate.
All right. Okay. I knew the name sounded familiar, but I can't keep up with all this crap.
That's what I'm doing right after the show. I'm headed over here to the tattoo shop, get some old English on my neck so I can get my government check.
Well, I love your quote on the, I'm looking at the article that you posted here in the Canadian Free Press, the quote of Winston Churchill, an appeaser is one who feeds a crocodile hoping it will eat him last. I mean, it doesn't always work out very well that way, but.
No, it doesn't. But it also tells you the mindset. This is what California's political and coastal elites do. They make laws and rules for others and exempt themselves, but they also make deals for themselves, again, hoping the crocodile will eat them last.
Wow. What a crazy deal. I especially like the article posted on the Canadian Free Press, the picture California's left, California left's reality is anything but. That's a really disgusting picture, by the way.
Isn't it? I'm sorry. I hated to do that, but it needed to be done.
It's like, California is known to the rest of the country as the lands of the fruits and nuts, very appropriate, and Commifornia. And the Democrats in charge are not letting that reputation go unheeded. I mean, that pretty much says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Crazy. We're living a crazy world right now. We were talking about that yesterday. The court cases, in Sacramento last night, not last night, but the night before I got home last night late. I was down there and somebody calls up on my, this is how bad the crime's getting. Somebody calls up and wakes me up in the middle of the night at my motel room and says, the computers have all crashed and we need your credit card, information.
Oh, are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. And I was like, they woke me up out of a sound sleep and I almost fell for it because, when was the last time you got called at a motel for credit card information? Well, it turns out it's a total scam. It's a scam. Well, I don't even know you. I'm not even sure you're downstairs. Well, come on downstairs and we'll run the card. And I thought, no. So I hung up and called the front desk, and they're like, our computers aren't down. There's no problem. So,
yeah, and they wouldn't call you in the middle of the night even if there was.
Even if there was, and I was already pissed. That's why they lost the sale, because it's like, you just woke me up, you SOB. And then the same guy calls in the morning. I reported it, told that they needed to call the police and everything, and the same guy calls me at 9 o'clock in the morning for the same thing, trying it again.
Wow. That's creepy. You feel like you're being stalked.
Tell me about it. So anyway, that was my experience in Sacramento the other day, and I go, wow, now I know why I live north of the north, but
But it's getting everywhere.
It's getting everywhere. But the crime is getting out of control. Mm-hmm. We only have about a minute left, Katie, and then we got to go to a hard break at the top of the hour. We want you to hold on and stay with us after that.
If you're able to. I don't know what your schedule's like.
I'm so sorry. I've got to take off here in just a minute.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, but we appreciate you coming on. We've been working at it for a while, but
I know.
Mary just called. She says, tell Mark he needs to upgrade from Motel 6.
No, actually, that was the Marriott Resident Inn.
Well, that just shows you it doesn't matter where you stay,
I mean, it was a pretty nice hotel. I mean, I got a special deal on it, $119 a night. So I was,
they had a special deal.
That was a special deal.
They're hacking you in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I guess so. But we got to go to a hard break here in a minute. But we really want to thank you for coming on, Katie. I've been really wanting to talk to you for a long time. The last time you were in Reading, I wasn't able to get to the Patriot meeting, but I really wanted to meet you. So hopefully at some point in time, we'll get to meet each other and talk, and hopefully get on the radio again.
And just keep in contact. Absolutely. And let me know, Katie, when you want to come on. Not
I will. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks.
You have a wonderful
me.
Day.
Thanks. You too.
All right.
Bye. Bye. And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
And hour number two of Sovereign Minds comes your way after the news here on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Announcing itself with roaring 130-mile-per-hour winds, Hurricane Irma plowed into the mostly emptied-out Florida Keys this morning with the start of what could be a slow, ruinous march up the state's Gulf Coast toward the Tampa-St. Petersburg area. Meanwhile, in Miami.
Palm trees bending and really things that you think are safe really are not safe. Lots of street lampposts are blowing over and falling across roadways and hindering traffic, not to mention palm fronds and also just tree limbs and branches spanning roadways and making it impossible to pass.
Jim Glagowski, Vice President and General Manager of Salem Media in Miami. About 127,000 people are in shelters across the state. 1.5 million customers are without power. That's going to get worse. Florida Power and Light says it'll probably be about 3.5 million before the winds finally die down. And it will take weeks, not days, before electricity is fully restored because of the damage. Meanwhile, Scott Wilder, spokesman for the nonprofit relief organization Save the Children, says his group is ready to deploy help throughout Florida.
Our staging area is Orlando, and Save the Children often sets up the child-friendly spaces and shelters after disasters, certainly did it after Hurricane Harvey, are doing it now for Hurricane Irma evacuees, and we have the CFS or the child-friendly space kits prepared. They're ready to deploy with trained staff.
If you want to try and help with emergency relief donations and other things, go to srnnews.com. Myanmar's military is being accused today of planting landmines in the path of Rohingya Muslims fleeing violence in the western Rakhine state. Refugee accounts say there are several points where landmines may have been deployed, causing injuries near Bangladesh. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Memory is tricky. You don't remember days, you remember moments. But when the old tapes and photos that hold your cherished memories degrade, or worse, you lose them, they're gone forever. Hi, I'm Nick Mako.
And I'm Adam Baselager. 8 years ago, we started Legacy Box to help you preserve those irreplaceable moments by converting all of your old tapes, photos, and even film into perfectly preserved digital files.
Here's how it works. Load your Legacy Box with your old tapes, film, pictures, and audio, and send them in. You'll get them back in a couple of weeks on DVD or a convenient thumb drive, ready to watch, share, and relive.
We take care of everything and provide updates at every step of the process. Over 250,000 families have trusted us to preserve their memories, and we've been featured in Good Housekeeping, Parents Magazine, and USA Today.
Don't risk losing your memories forever. Order your Legacy Box today.
Visit legacybox.com/photo, and for a limited time, you'll get 40% off your order. That's legacybox.com/photo for 40% off. Legacybox.com/photo.
Many families now homeless after Hurricane Harvey devastated the Houston area are sending their kids back to class Monday after weeks of delays or interruptions in the school year. Texas education officials estimate up to 40,000 students may have been affected by the big storm. Federal and state laws are designed to make it easier for homeless students to get their education, even in the midst of a disaster. Federal protections require schools to immediately enroll children who've lost their regular homes and are forced to stay in a temporary arrangement. A Texas law goes even further, allowing homeless students the option of enrolling in any school district that they choose. Tomorrow is the anniversary of 9/11, and a Long Island beach where people gathered and watched in horror as the distant World Trade Center towers collapsed is the site of the latest memorial to victims of the terror attacks, and among a growing number that honor people who died of illnesses years after. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Canada's most populous province, Ontario, plans to sell marijuana in up to 150 government-run stores after federal officials legalize it.
The government says marijuana will be sold at pot-specific stores or a government-run website. It has decided not to sell it through government-run liquor stores. The private marijuana dispensaries that have sprung up around the province will be illegal. The provincial attorney general says sale of marijuana will be restricted to those 19 and older. Legalization would make Canada the second country with nationwide legalization after Uruguay.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. Today is Sunday, September the 10th, and a birthday for some notable people, including singer Jose Feliciano. He is 72 years old today. Political commentator Bill O'Reilly turns 68. Baseball Hall of Famer Randy Johnson is 54. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, Carl, let's find a new place to eat. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried the Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro?
No, I haven't yet. What's it like?
Hey, it's great. Locally owned and operated. The owner, Susan, does a superb job. Food's outstanding, and the entire dining experience is well worth that short trip to Palo Cedro.
Okay, what are their hours?
7:30 to 2, Saturday through Tuesday. 7:30 to 8, Wednesday through Friday. You won't be sorry that you went out there.
All right, let's go.
From narwhals to unicorns and manatees to mermaids, discover the physical and cultural connections between the real and mythical worlds at Turtle Bay this summer in Mythical Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Mythic creatures of all kinds are taking over the museum May 20th through October 1st in this immersive, hands-on exhibition organized by the American Museum of Natural History, New York. Mythic Creatures is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, September 15th from 8 to 9 a.m. on Free Fire Radio, here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Gotta like that. Yeah, that's for several people. Katie, Linda, Lily.
I'm not gonna say a word. Not on the air, anyway.
I love that song. That's great. Okay, so back to work.
But before we go any further, we want to get the book, K
Katie's book out there?
That's absolutely correct. I'm looking right at it. And but if you want to...
California's War Against Donald Trump. Who wins? Who loses?
Yep, by James V. Lacey, author of the Political.com bestseller, Taxifornia Liberals Laboratory to Bankruptcy America, and Katie Grimes, investigative political journalist. And so it's not out yet, but it will be in a week or so at Amazon.com. So we really want to get that plug in because we think...
Help support her because she's one of the good guys out there, that's for sure.
Instead of a laboratory to bankruptcy, it should be a lavatory to bankruptcy.
Hey, I like her quote right at the beginning. I never seen this one from Mao Zedong. Is it Mao Zedong? Mao Zedong? What is it?
Mao Zedong was how they were pronouncing it back in the Vietnam era.
They just called him Mao the Deflower.
Mao! Mao! No, I mean Mao the Deflower. Sounds like Game of Thrones or something. The House of Dong.
Yeah.
But,
kind of, but only more violent.
Anyway, the quote is, politics is war without bloodshed, while war is politics with bloodshed.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe Mr. Dong wasn't such a dumb guy.
No, he was not.
Yeah.
A monster.
A monster?
But not a stupid monster.
Not a stupid monster.
Well, we've had a few of those, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. Well, you do have some stupid monsters in California.
Yeah,
we have a lot of stupid people. But
and then there's the zombies as well.
They're like T-Rexes, really short arms, brain like a walnut, but they're still dangerous. Eat everything in their path. Shoot!
Yeah, it's like Land of the Lost or something. Run! Oh, boy.
And if you just don't move, they can't see you.
Yeah, I wonder who thought that one up. Hey, how come nobody's gotten eaten yet? I got an idea. We'll make something up that will go right with the storyline. Yeah. As long as you freeze.
Just don't move.
How do we get those velociraptors so close and nobody dies?
Yeah. Blind as a bat they are.
Oh, boy. I tell you what. You just can't make this crap up. I'm looking for thing from Raleigh here, and I had it pulled up, but I can't find it right now. I'm looking for the State of Jefferson newsletter for some reason. I'm not seeing it, but I wanted to talk about what happened at the court case with the, and I wanted to read Mark Baird's opinion of what happened with the court case, and for some reason I'm not seeing what I had queued up here. Give me a minute. While I'm looking for that, maybe let's talk about the DOJ standing by the decision not to prosecute Lois Lerner.
Imagine that's
good grief. I mean, really? Man, I'm pretty disappointed in Jeff Sessions at this point. I mean, I'm not sure why that is not queued up for prosecution,
Yeah, we go back to, we got to find somebody that will prosecute these people. You know, I mean, we thought we had it, but nope.
No. Well, anyway, we'll see what happens. I mean, the other civil case is not over yet, and that's still in. And there's there has to be a response from the government by the judge's order by the 16th of October. So we'll see what happens there. But stay tuned. I need to see people in handcuffs. That's the only thing that's going to assuage me from pursuing this vigorous course of going after these guys in government is to start seeing people go to jail. I mean, what else? Clinton, Comey, what's his first name? James Comey, and look at that guy. Now it comes out last week that. He's months before he even interviews the guys that he's going after in the investigation, he's already, coming up with memos to let Hillary off. That's a faux investigation if I ever heard one. So, from now on, he's James Comey. And he's protecting, who? Hillary Clinton. What about this thing with, Debbie Wasserman Schultz? I mean, good grief. Isn't anybody ever going to jail?
Not at the moment, and not for a long time. That's the problem, is they're not going to jail.
Okay, so I have the letter here from Mark Baird. I actually found it before they sent me another one. Thank you, anyway. This is the message from Mark Baer. Today was a great victory. Remember how we started? Remember how long it has taken to get where we are today? We, the people of Jefferson State, are suing the most powerful political entity in the United States of America. California politicians will do anything, say anything, will stop at nothing to deny people justice. They have proven this time and time and time again. That is what we and our legal team faced in court on Friday, nothing less. The state fully expected the judge to send us packing. The state's arrogance has been mind-numbing to this point and will get worse. As I have said time and again, the nasty part of this has just begun. Yet our legal team just stood in front of the federal judge, and not only survived to fight another day, but based on all reports, we have been given leave to amend our complaint in order to answer questions which the judge will supply. And he's going to be writing an order to sending it out real soon, just like we talked with Gary in the last hour. The judge is going to tell us ahead of time exactly what she wants to know, and we'll amend and we can amend the complaint to supply those answers. We have been given a great gift, foreknowledge of exactly what is required to advance to the three-judge court. Think of it. The little people have survived the best the Mona Party could throw at them. We live and we fight again. It was a clear opportunity. It was not the clear-cut route that we'd hoped for. Our legal team left the field with no casualties and the opportunity and a path to victory more clearly defined than ever. Our legal team, Gary, Scott, and Michael, know what they need to do. And we will have Michael on. I interviewed him, and he'll be coming on the show in the next week or two. We know what we must do. Fight and never take no for the answer until our liberty has been restored in the 51st state, a state created to ensure liberty for future generations. I am humbled and amazed at the greatness displayed by all of the committees and all the people in the counties of Jefferson, a united purpose, a united spirit. As soon as the judge issues the written order, our orders will be clear. We must prepare for the next battle in court. We will get our three-judge court. We will win. Our legal team will explain to the judge that it is not the equality of the district that matters as much as it is the number of people whose equal districts determine whether we have representation or whether we are servants or playthings for every social engineering and tax scheme our masters in Sacramento concoct for us. We must continue to raise aid in the suit. We have to hire witnesses and experts who can help to solidify our case with historic facts and statistical analysis. Lawsuits are expensive, and ours is no different. I mutually pledge to you my life, my treasure, and my sacred honor in our quest for liberty. We will never quit, and we will never take no for an answer. Please remember, the fight is in front of us and not behind. It is ours to win or to lose. As for me, I say let's win it. I lift my eyes up to the Lord, and for that is where my help comes from. It's time for 51, Mark Baird. And I got to say, Mark's a leader, and that's a leader who keeps us in the fight and has the vision to see us winning before that actually takes place. So I think it's a great thing that happened, and I think we're just going to keep moving through this, and this is not going away. Also, it was posted with we got Robert Exeter. He's got a drawing in here of the courtroom, and it's very. I mean, Exeter's excellent.
Yes, he is an artist.
Artist, absolutely. He's actually the guy that originally drew the Unabomber. Composite that was so widespread and known as the first picture that actually looked like Ted Kaczynski. So anyway, interesting stuff, and you can I'll post that online on the website at Sovereign Minds and go from there. So what else do we have here on board? Anybody got anything?
We do have a few things coming up. Don't forget tomorrow, September 11th.
Oh, yeah.
So they'll be having ceremonies at the Big Flag on Bocelli. And then also, remember, they do the candlelight ceremony out at Shasta Lake City at the fire department.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Anything else on veterans events or anything else while we got you queued up?
A couple things. We got the Sock Hop coming on September 16th. And that's going to be at the Veterans Hall at 1605 Yuba Street. And doors open at 6:30. And so tickets are $12. Actually, I got a couple tickets if you want to call in. Be the first caller, and I can give you two free tickets to that. Again, that's going to be September 16th at 7 to 10 p.m. at the Veterans Hall. So go out and help support. That goes, the proceeds go to help out with the cemetery, and their expenses is one of the things it does. So that's always a good thing. And then remember, we got Veterans Day Parade coming up. I know, it's not that far away.
Wow.
November 4th, we will be out at Shasta Lake City. So come show your support for that one.
Wow.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
It's
already that time of year again.
I know. maybe we'll get out. We'll get out of the summer heat at some point. I was going to tell Bob to queue up under the boardwalk for that on the next break, but it's going by so quickly, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and don't forget that's one of the biggest parades that we have. The Veterans Day Parade here is we're one of the largest ones. So it's going to be 25 years that we've actually been doing the parade out there.
And what day is Veterans Day this year?
It's always November 11th.
Yeah,
but the parade, I think it's a Friday, the 11th, but the parade's on the 4th.
Okay.
So, and it'll be at 10 a.m., and, of course, we'll be out there. And so come show your support for past, present, and future.
Okay.
That's
I got something here that has to be the weirdest story of the year that's actually true. North Korea appears to be challenging the U.S. to a dance-off in its latest propaganda video. Now, I thought this was a joke. It's not a joke. I'm going to post this online. It released a propaganda video featuring military soldiers dancing, showing off their athletic skills, military prowess, and exploding objects in a departure from their usual threat videos. The message is unclear, but it was very well choreographed.
Unbelievable.
You gotta watch this. It's like Zoolander or something. They're having a pose off. So now we're gonna have a challenge. So Trump's gonna send a troop of our guys. And so, you know, they're going to do a dance-off. No.
How do you like me now?
No, Trump's not doing that. But I'm going to put, it's unbelievable. These guys are freaking nuts. So we're going to do a choreographed dance-off in light of a nuclear war. Instead of a nuclear war, I got an idea. Let's have a dance-off.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, everyone, gird your loins.
You can't make this stuff up. I'm speechless. I think Kim Jong-un is he's either a Jedi Master or he's a freaking Looney Tune.
A lot of people don't know that.
Or he could be both, I guess.
Maybe he's a Looney Jedi Master.
We can always take a break.
Maybe we should.
Let's take a break.
If you want to call in and you have something you want to talk about, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help.
every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR 1460, local live radio, bringing you high school football every Friday night, beginning with the pregame show at 7:15 and kickoff at 7:30. Connor Sutton and Tom Galbraith bring you the play-by-play action. KCNR Friday Night Football, sponsored in part by Redding Kia, Black Bear Diner, Holiday Harbor, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Bank, and SST Oil. KCNR 1460 is your source for local sports.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Celebrate your past. Stillwater Powwow 2017, September 29th through October 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Beautiful dancers and amazing drummers sharing our culture. It's hand games, drum contests, vendors, as well as the history of our land. All proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2017, September 29th through October 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Sharing our culture so that it may live on.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz if those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8 the day of the barbecue.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
I just posted the Korean dancing machine online. It's surreal. You know, we were just talking about how, you know, Kim Jong-un ought to go on Dancing with the Stars with Bob said Chaz Bono as a partner.
You are fake news.
It's... You gotta
I
watch
swear
that.
He was on the new lineup for Dancing with the Stars.
You gotta watch this stuff. It's crazy. What is there some kind of something in the, you know, atmosphere that they've been spraying possibly that's turning everybody into a nut job?
It's in the water.
Maybe. Maybe. Climate engineering turns into
you may be onto something
there. Alzheimer global Alzheimer sets in. Then what? Huh? who are you?
Don't it.
Let's talk about Equifax a little bit here. Equifax just got hacked hardcore the last few months. They neglected to let everybody know that they were hacked since July. 130, I heard a couple of figures, 130 million people, 180 million people, something like that.
That was a lot of people.
You might want to go and check to see if you were hacked, if you had any online stuff. You might go there and freeze your credit so that people can't apply for new credit on your account. You can do that with all three credit agencies.
Okay, so let's get this. You're going to go online and do this, but it's been hacked.
Well I'm they can't confused stop. Anyways, because as far as I understand it, Equifax has collected my data illegally.
Hey, well, there's that part,
too. How do you have my Social Security number? Well, I never gave it to you.
Somebody's already filed a $70 billion lawsuit. That was the first thing. That was yesterday, I believe. And so, they're, you know, yeah, why are we paying? And then you got to go pay them to tell you what your score is and all the information they've gathered on you illegally to begin with?
Yeah.
So you can go to those agencies and put a freeze on the credit, and there's some other steps you can take as well. I'm still kind of researching them to see. But at minimum, if you freeze the credit, at least nobody can apply for credit in your name because they go to check to see what your credit scores are. And
oh, if they do that and it's a direct result of Equifax, Equifax can pay for it.
Well, there's a problem with that, and I'll tell you what it is. Is they're probably going to be out of business here the way this is going, because this is one couple that sued them for $70 billion. What happens when 130 million people sue them? They're not going
to. Yeah, but aren't they trying to get people to sign that paper that says that they won't take class action suit and they'll give them free whatever for a year?
You know,
their security. There was something about that.
They're going to monitor my credit.
Free credit monitoring.
Yeah, yeah. Free credit. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Because they screwed up illegally.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, what the first thing they did was, and this is why it took them so long to get to the point, is they had to have a disclaimer so that when you go to Equifax, the first thing they want you to do is apply for that, because what that does is, in the disclaimer, is it says you then waive your right to sue on any grounds.
Right.
So they've already set that up. So if you go there and you agree to that, then you can't sue them in court. Now, legally, I'm not sure that that's even legal. It's just what they've cooked up, because for the last 2 months they've been sweating bullets, because this could put them right out of business just like that.
Good.
And maybe they need to be put out of business just
now,
like
the
that.
Now, the other ones can go, too.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to know how they have my Social Security number. Who gave it to you?
Good question.
Well, it used to be public.
Now,
it used to be all over the internet that you could pull people's Social Security numbers, just so you know.
That's not legal either.
I didn't say it was legal, but that's, you know, it was right out there in the open for a long time.
And not only have they legally pulled Social Security numbers, they advertise it and charge people.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing's free.
Identify me by my Social Security number illegally.
Well, and on top of all of that, okay, this comes from Zero Hedge. We're trying, the hackers that hacked them are now demanding $2.6 million in ransom in Bitcoin.
Okay.
And they say, this is what they said in their correspondence with Bitcoin, we're just trying to feed our families.
Okay.
I wonder if there's somebody that couldn't get a loan because of Equifax's report.
And the demand said that if they do not receive the funds from Equifax by September 15th, they will publicize the data.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. You know, last night, the $70 billion class action lawsuits against Equifax, now they're being, blackmailed into, paying them 600 Bitcoin, which is $2.6 million in cash. Is there a problem? Does anybody see a problem with this, cyber space information thing on having all your stuff out there? I don't know. Is it just me?
Depends on if we follow the law or not. Yeah. Why are these people not being prosecuted for illegally collecting my data?
I don't know. Good question.
Take that for data.
Maybe we'll figure that out. Maybe we can figure that out by next week. Anyway,
my Social Security number is not to be in the public domain.
Well, yeah,
it's not supposed to be, but they've
been
doing it for...
See, here's where you screwed up. The rule of law, you're assuming that the government and the corporations have to follow it.
No, I don't assume that. I'm just bitching because they don't. I know they don't. I have no expectation of the rule of law anymore. I understand my place as a peasant.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
With that, we do have a caller on the line. Yeah. We've got Lori.
I'm going to go hoe my row, or row my hoe, or whatever.
We'll leave that one alone. Good morning, Lori.
Oh, my gosh. Good morning, everybody. Hey, it was great to see you, Mark, at the courthouse on Friday. And, yes, just a stunning cherry on top to have that fraudulent attempt on you twice. What the heck?
I know. There's nothing. Is nothing sacred anymore?
No.
No.
I'm calling you because you just brought up, you know, obviously the awesome guest, Katie, and the media and all this disinformation and misinformation. I just wanted to alert the listeners that Dane Wigington will be on the Alex Jones show today. I'm not sure exactly what time or who the host will be, but Alex is a delicate person to kind of do an interview with because you know how they manipulate and edit and distort and twist.
Yeah.
The other person he'll be on tomorrow with Jimmy Church. He's one of the sometime hosts on Coast to Coast. Jimmy Church has his own radio show, 7 p.m. tomorrow. And just for one last piece of history, Mike Adams has a natural news site, and he also will like get a little bit close on geoengineering and all these other issues, vaccines, GMO, glyphosates, nuclear, but then he will backstep it 10 more times. So Dane has been on interviews before, and then they bluff and they don't release it or they delete it completely. So it will be interesting to see if these manifest to be a complete legitimate interviews, because if some of you that listened to Glenn Beck here and there last Friday, not the Friday that we just had, but the Friday before, Glenn Beck played a portion of Dane's audio from his site in his radio program and one of his videos without citing and saying, oh, by the way, this is Dane Wigington, or by the way, this is geoengineeringwatch.org. Did nothing but that. Played the clip of his voice, and then proceeded to mock, laugh, and belittle, saying, oh, we must have microwaves. I guess the microwaves in people's kitchens are blowing out Houston, when, of course, Dane's talking about the ground-based satellite RF towers. He's not talking about your kitchen microwave, but that's how bad they stooped.
Well,
Glenn Beck doesn't have a lot of room to engage in that sort of thing.
You know, I mean...
Anyway, so... Just FYI, folks. I mean, I don't see how the controlled disinfo, misinfo people are going to get it right, but it makes more sense for people to realize why aren't we getting further with Trump or other people and the pilots and the whistleblowers and people in the CDC. It's just a wreck right now, and this is about part of cleaning house and finding out who's who. I mean, Comey the commie. There you go.
Comey the commie, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, by the way, on the Equifax thing, the manager sold stock right before the cyber hack was revealed.
Yeah, three of them apparently.
Yeah, I think that's called insider trading, isn't it?
I guess that depends on
the
rules.
Equifax is claiming the managers didn't know about the...
See, there we go. I know nothing.
I know nothing.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thanks for the program. It's really good. Great guest, and I love hearing this other attorney this week, because the week before it was really hard to track and follow the previous attorney. And this
yeah,
guy
he's did. Good, but in a way, it's, we're working on getting where you can understand him a little bit better.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. Well, I think the guy's brilliant, but he is very meticulous in his thought process. There's no question.
Well, tell you what, this is as smart as I am, so I need all the help I can get.
Well, thanks, Lori, for the call.
We appreciate
it. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Right. Hey, I want to tell you what I learned in the media this week. Everyone in Texas is a Nazi. Wearing stilettos is evil. Trump hates people so much that he flies planes to help them.
And gives them money.
All those photos of Texans helping each other are fake. And Trump donating $1 million to hurricane relief is evil.
Yeah.
That's what I learned this week. And
you are fake news.
Yeah.
Well, the phones are ringing up and they're crazy, but we do have Billy Bob on the line. Good morning, Billy Bob.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Great show as usual. Hey, listen, I just have to comment that I listen to that Dane Wigington in the mornings.
Yep.
He does that hour show Saturday, and then they're rerunning it on Sunday. But my God, come on, give me a break. I get a headache. you know, and Lori, she's a good trooper for the cause and everything else, and I'm sure there's a lot to it, but my God, there's got to be some organization or something.
Well, I think that I've done a lot of research on the HAARP thing, and it is true. There is a HAARP thing out there, and they are trying to control the weather. I don't know how successful they are, and they have been doing a lot of damage to a lot of things. I don't know the extent of it because I'm not a scientist. But I'll tell you what, I wouldn't put anything past the government at this point on anything. I mean, these guys are out of control. You know, we've got, you know, Dr. No running projects inside the, you know, the government. So I don't really know. I try to keep it all with a grain of salt and think about it. I haven't really been listening to Dane's program, so you have me at an advantage. But I think these people are sincere, and they're trying to do what the right what
well,
they're doing.
Well,
right.
And again, I appreciate Dane's interest and passion, but 15 minutes into that show and I've got a headache, and there's the only thing that is available to me is suicide, you know. So anyway,
well,
I'll let
I
it
understand.
Go at that.
Thanks, Billy.
All
we
right,
appreciate
thanks.
The call.
All right, bye.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. I understand what you're saying. I mean, the doom and gloom, you know. Radio should be a little bit of entertainment as well, and I know that that might not be on the docket there for Dane, but you know, people will tune you out if all you do is give them doom and gloom and no answers and no hope. And so, you know, I don't know, I'm not sure exactly what the answer to that one is, but you know, it's crazy out there. I'll tell you what, it's Looney Tunes. I mean, now would be a good time to maybe review your spiritual guidance book. I don't know what's going on out there, but I'll tell you what, if you don't think there's something crazy going on and we might be in the end times, I don't know. I mean, your call, but it is definitely the world has gone crazy. When North Korea is going to is challenging America to a dance off prior to a nuclear war, if that's not crazy, I don't know what is. We got Mort.
Yeah, we do. Good morning, Mort.
Hey, greetings. I just heard an interesting remark. What do you think the elite consider us as?
Plebes?
Consider us as free-range slaves.
Chattel.
Isn't that a horrible thing? But I have a cure for all these politicians. Let's award them as they take office with a gold-plated dog shock collar. I bet Mark can run with that one.
I love it.
We could vote the shock.
I love it. We could put a little fence around City Hall that if they cross the wire, they get shocked. I mean, there's all kinds of things we could do with that. Yeah.
Run with that, baby.
All right. Thanks, Mort.
Yeah, you get the golden shock collar after 40 years. Instead of a watch.
Can't we just walk around with a button and then hit it every time that we feel like it, you know? Just saying.
Yeah, it's like, it'd be like Marathon Man. Is it safe?
Yeah, exactly.
It's safe as hell. I swear to God. Is it safe? It's not safe at all. Oh, boy. Well, we got about 15 minutes left. There's some things that I want to hit. World's most powerful bank issuing a major warning. Goldman Sachs has been saying there's a problem coming. Trump just ended the debt ceiling. And I'm reading the headline and it's surreal. Trump wants to end the debt ceiling, which they did, I believe. It's got to go through the House yet. And Schumer agrees. What?
Okay.
So, I don't know. Hartford, Connecticut warns it could file for bankruptcy. North Korea says U.S. to pay dearly. This is right before the dance-off.
They do know we have Beyonce, right?
And she is bootylicious.
Oh, jeez.
Just saying.
Oh, wow.
This was locker room talk.
I mean, if you think about it, we could put together an all-star lineup.
Yeah, I know. We could thump him. We could bring Baryshnikov in because he did come over from the Soviet Union, so he actually is an American citizen now, so he actually qualifies, even though he might have been a member of the Bolshoi.
So we've gone from dueling to, you know, choose your weapon, pistols or swords, to choose your weapon, ballet or hip hop.
Whoever can do the whoever can do the highest triple wins.
Does North Korea even have an Olympic team anymore?
I don't know. I mean, they might have.
I think they do.
Do they?
Yeah, they
Does
might.
Does anybody allow them to show up?
It's like,
can
know,
they participate?
I don't think goose stepping is an Olympic sport yet.
No, man.
We'll research that.
They're working on it.
Yeah,
the Olympics went out the window. We'll
have more
volleyball.
On that later on. New York commercial real estate plunges over 50%. I don't know, guys. I think the bubble's starting to pop. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I'm just a doom and gloom guy, you know. But I'm starting to see some signs that. You know, things aren't, you know, real good out there in River City. You got, you know, just saying, capital T that rhymes with P that stands for pool. No? You got quiet
okay.
here.
Yeah, no.
I'm not a numbers guy, but that doesn't seem to add up.
Bitcoin might be a problem because they're starting to move to shut them down because the governments don't like competition.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. U.S. petrodollar breakdown continues. Big move on gold and silver ahead because China and Russia and India are starting to bypass the dollar. I don't know. You know, here's another former World Bank staff. The entire Western monetary system is a fraud. Just saying. yeah, I don't know. In the meantime, fire up the press. The Senate passed the Trump Democratic debt deal, which means that in order to fund everything, guess what we have to do? Print money.
I just keep hitting the zeros on the computer.
Okay, so we either, it's either we either let the dollar tank by continuing to print money so that, and this is, and Yellen said this is good for the American people. To devalue the dollar is what America needs because that's what's best for us. So that we have less goods that our dollars will buy, so that we have less things, even though we're working harder for the same dollars.
Yeah. I'm not a numbers guy, but that doesn't seem to add up.
That's good for us.
Yeah, for us.
We have
not for them, but for us. You know what I mean?
We got Greg Cheadle in the studio with us. He's a casual observer at this point, but you never know. He's just hanging out right now, but you never know. He could jump into this anytime. So Trump cuts a deal with Schumer and Pelosi, and the Senate passed the debt government funding. The debt ceiling government funding hurricane aid deal. Gee, they didn't. That's not a pork thing where they just lumped everything in there, did they? At an 80-17 vote, which will suspend the debt limit until December 8th. Excuse me. And by the way, they do want to get rid of the debt ceiling period, which, by the way, if they don't raise the debt ceiling, the economy crashes. So I don't think they have a choice but to raise the debt ceiling because the economy is so far down the road that if they don't raise the debt ceiling, it automatically crashes. So they got to keep printing money to keep it up. And it's kind of like you ever see the Ed Sullivan show where they're spinning plates? And then when the plate starts to wobble out, and the guy runs back. That's what's happening here at some point in time.
But we need to raise the debt ceiling because the DACA may be appealed.
I have to think about that. I think I've got information overload. I'm not even sure how that makes sense.
Does anything in D.C. make sense today?
I can't find anything. No. I can't find anything because we passed the debt ceiling government funding hurricane aid deal act. So what does that mean? I mean, so it means we get to fund the government and we'll have plenty of disaster funds for the hurricane too?
Yes.
Well, it's good for the economy. Caterpillar stock.
Caterpillar stock, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, Caterpillar coming home from Brazil.
I don't know. I'm thinking gold and silver mining. Maybe. I don't know. I think we need to go to a break and come back and regroup with the final 10 minutes.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Evil. There are people in this country who are evil to the core. They are violent and hateful and will not reason or debate. This evil drives them to violence with whomever they disagree. They will invade peaceful gatherings with the sole purpose of perpetrating violence and injury, then blame their actions on the peaceful. We can no longer trust politicians or the media to acknowledge the truth, so we must know how to discern good from evil. This wisdom is found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선호해. 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선호해. 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선호해. 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선호해. 그런 선호해. 아름다워, 사랑스러워, 그래 너, hey. 그래 바로 너, hey.
Come on, Bob. Keep it going, Bob. We're good. Gangnam Style.
Oppan Gangnam Star.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oppan Gangnam Star.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Gangnam Star.
Gangnam
Star.
That's our secret weapon.
It's our secret weapon. We're going to send this in an ICBM missile.
I had no idea Kim Jong-sung Jong-sung could dance.
It's true. And this is going to be like Tokyo Rose, sort of, or, you know, Afghanistan, where they fly over and they send out flies. We're going to fly over North Korea and with CDs. And they're going to have little parachutes.
We could hit them with a Merv. We could load up Britney Spears and Beyonce, this guy. We'll get MC Hammer out of retirement.
That's right.
We'll get him some glitter parachutes and just,
can't touch this. Boom. Can't touch this. Hit me again. I don't know. Baby, hit me one more time. I think the world has officially gone freaking nuts. Welcome, Gangnam Style.
Wompan Gangnam Style.
I can't even say Rip.
That was Kim Jong Sai.
That's why I hang out here. You guys have so much fun.
What else to
try?
The next stage of this game is when we're behind the cyclone fence yelling out, "Avenge me!"
As I like to say, it's a sense of humor or roof in a rut.
Yeah, that's right. Smoking a pancake?
I'm glad they passed marijuana so we can enjoy the concentration.
That's right. Cigar and a crepe?
Yeah.
Welcome to Cannabis Reeducation School.
Wow, man. Hey, man.
Smoke weed every day.
Hey, man.
I know everything's still screwed up. I just don't care.
Just give me my brownies.
And there better be some gosh darn sugar on mine.
Oh, terrible.
You see that brownie, kid? Do you see it, punk?
Smoke weed every day.
You don't know if I put 5 grams in there or 6.
Do you feel lucky?
Well, do you, punk? Wow. Here's another article. This is California Republican... California Republican official suing San Jose police for standing down at the 2016 Trump rally. Now, I have inside information on this one, of personal knowledge, where they knew what was going on, and the policeman told them not to intervene in it, even though the violence had started against the Trumps, protesters. Yeah, they knew. And they did it on purpose. They let them attack the Trumpers on purpose, and that's what they're suing about. And I know somebody who was there that told me about it.
Yeah.
They watched it.
Did someone tell the police to stand down? Or
no, they didn't. It was the mayor. Absolutely, because he is a total Obama supporter, total Democrat, total left-wing guy, and he told the police to stand down and watch it happen and don't intervene because...
Well, in an amazing coincidence, that's the same thing the police department in Charlottesville said. It was Governor McAuliffe and the Charlottesville mayor that told the police to stand down there.
The list goes on and on.
I just report the truth.
Okay, so if you disagree politically, you no longer afforded the protection that your tax dollars pay for.
Right.
Shot while escaping!
Yeah,
that's exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right, you know. And it's disgusting. It really is. But that's what we've evolved into without the rule of law and without a moral compass to guide us anymore. We are now lost in the land of the free. I don't know what else to say.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I feel stuck in the middle. I mean, I really feel like there's communists over here and there's Nazis over here. And there's, like, the last few Americans at the top of the hill surrounded by the forces of Mordor going, oh, man, what do we do now?
Well, that whole Nazi thing just absolutely angers me to no end because you're a Nazi. You know something? Maybe you ought to visit what real Nazis did. They, like, killed people. They shot people in the head. They put them in concentration camps. They killed millions of people.
So did the communists.
And the communists as well. Mm. Oh, and I've got a sign that says, Make America Great Again, and I'm a Nazi?
Yeah.
I mean, you're twisted out. You got something. You got a bearing that's been spun. Something's wrong. If you think that that's the truth, you've been so indoctrinated with
exactly,
stupidity.
Yeah.
You don't even know the difference between right and wrong. Man, you need some serious re-education. I think the marijuana camp might be an option.
I'll be honest, the stoners I know are smarter than that.
Well, there is that. I don't know. And
it is. It's a direct attempt to polarize this country into two ideologies.
Do you think there's a
plan?
But
both ideologies happen to be leftist socialist ideologies.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, the Nazis were fascist rightists. No?
No.
National socialists. Yeah. And it's like, okay, the real deal is there's big government and then there's small government or limited government. It's just funny how the communists, the Nazis, the totalitarians, you know, the socialists, they all are on the big government side.
Yeah, all from the same diseased womb.
Yep. Well,
I guess we got to go. Welcome, Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style.
I guess we'll just close with that because I'm sick.
You've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Open Gangnam Star.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Hurricane Irma, now a Category 3 storm with winds of about 120 miles per hour, sustained winds, and gusts as high as 160 miles per hour, about 20 miles now south of Naples. It made landfall in the Florida Keys this morning. 1.1 million people in the dark, likely to remain that way for a while. At least 127,000 people at last count are in shelters. Jim Glogowski, Vice President and General Manager of Salem Media in Miami, is staying in a hotel with a generator.
We have a combination of guests here that are hunkering down. They're either from the Keys or...